Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
You would have heard the Gautrain is planning a massive 120 billion rand expansion, but there are some critics that are slamming it as elite, inaccessible and out of step with the country's fiscal reality. But Gautrain's leadership says it's simply adapting to a changing world. So who's right in this particular respect? Is this smart infrastructure investment or simply a shiny distraction? I'm going to talk now to Tsepo Gobe, who is Chief Executive Officer of the Gautrain Management Agency. Tsepo, a very warm welcome to you. 120 billion rand is a staggering sum of money. With national infrastructure and public services under pressure, I guess the first question is, how do you justify the scale of spending on one project?
Jeremy, I think we actually have to have the facts in the background. I was lucky enough for the last probably 9 months to spend time being the interim CEO of the Transport Authority, which allowed me the inner workings of transport in the whole of the province as a whole. We actually did a test the other day driving from Brakfontein Interchange onto Batlu here. The speed on this area of the freeway on normal, it's actually about 27 kilometers an hour. Now, we had projected this in 2017 that this will happen, and we have already reached that point. And now we're also envisaging that we're going to get down to a point where the whole of the freeways in the whole of this Gauteng will grind down to 10 kilometers an hour. Now, at that point in time, there is no option except, and if we don't spend money now to be able to get the infrastructure in place that will cover us to be able to cover various parts of what do they call it of the province with a much more useful transit system that is able to move people around or all over the place, then we are going to end up being a province that is choking. There is a slide that I use when I normally brief people about this, and then I had some of our detractors come and visit me the other day. We call it the heart attack slide because it is all red. You can see the congestion as it's happening, and it comes directly out of our simulation model. And the simulation model in itself is predicting that 10 kilometers an hour, we are 3 years away from it, and we actually are spending money too late. To a great degree. Yes, let's have the conversation about the pricing of what do they call it, of the ticketing and all of that. And that is a different discussion than us not building.
You will concede, though, that any expansion comes with huge risk. And it's true to say that ridership numbers on the Gautrain remain below pre-COVID levels. Shouldn't you be consolidating rather than expanding, given the economic overhang here?
No, we're doing exactly that. So in actual fact, as you might have seen on social media, as of tomorrow, if you park your car in the Gautrain station, we will only charge you 1 rand as opposed to 20-something rands that we had been charging. And that's part of us being able to say, long-term-wise, how do we look at being able to create products that don't require you to pay for parking, pay for buses, and then pay for... We're also lowering the student fares. We were giving 25% discounts. Now we're covering it in deeper to give 50% discounts. And that will include a scholar product that we're launching in the next 3 weeks, where school-going kids will be only paying 50% of all that. And then we're also including a product for, what do they call it, that, families that are below a certain income threshold would also be able to access the 50% discount also.
What do you say to your detractors like the Automobile Association, for instance, its chief executive telling me earlier that the money would be better spent by the province on fixing the PRASA network?
No, I spent time with Tafazoy in what they call it in our office here, and I showed him the reality that we're sitting with. And I also explained to him that the structure of transport at the current moment in Gauteng, if you look at it, so let's say somebody who wants to go to Sandton, he has to take a PRASA to the city center, and then from the city center, take another mode of transport to Sandton. What we are creating, we're creating direct links. And what we're creating direct links from Soweto into Sandton, the current desire lines or what where people want to go, the old pairs are not, I want to go to Parkfest and go into what they call it into Sandton. Similarly, if you live in Mamelodi, for you to be able to use that system, you would have to go to what do they call it, go to from Mamelodi, take the train to Pretoria Central, and from Pretoria Central take a train. If you're coming going to Park Station, you'll have to take a train to there and then a train from Park Station through Germiston and then out to what do they call it. That does not work. A lot of people don't want to go like that. They want to go direct.
Right.
And we want to create systems that allow people to go direct.
All right. I mentioned the price tag, 120 billion rand. It's an eye-watering sum of money. How is this going to be raised?
So we're looking at various layers of what do they call it. So part of it is going to come from station auctioning. So we did a what do they call it, a funding and financing study, which showed that we could actually be able to raise 66% of it outside of the fiscus. And the fiscus would only be what do they call it, be responsible for about 33% or 34%. And that in itself allows us, we can even push it further down to where we can get most of the money from what do they call it, from commercialization. So a lot of the work that you've been seeing us doing on bringing on DLTCs and we'll be bringing on amenities and what do they call it, and coffee shops to stations, and having our stations become less sterile than they are today. And we are also building a lot of property in and around our stations, and that will be financed from a lot of that. And then we're also working with the municipalities to look at a special rates tax and areas that will allow us.
Let me challenge you on that. What you're suggesting is turning stations into lifestyle hubs, but I'd put to you that that's just marketing spin. What do shopping centres and entertainment venues actually have to do with fixing mass transit? Will there be guaranteed foot passage there?
Yes, that is the one thing that what they call it, and I like that what they call it, you use the term and I didn't throw it in, so then I'm not the marketing one, you're the one that's already marketing me. So you know, I speak about transport as a lifestyle product, and transport at this point in time, we use it like a utility. You know, the only time we worry about it is when it's not there. And for me, it's about integrating transport into how people live. Every time I ask a young mother, why would you not take the Gautrain? She says to me, the school run is in the opposite direction. Why can't I have a school at, what do they call it, at the station? And then the mother can then drop off the child at the station. And then when she comes off from work from at the station, pick up the child and drive home.
You've spoken to me about plans to reach areas like Soweto and Mamelodi, but one's got to ask why that wasn't the focus from day one. Is this new planning not just a retrofit for political cover?
No, it's not. And in actual fact, the current plan that we have, and in actual fact, when we did our modeling and as part of the Transport Authority, it showed that people in the morning, at the AM peak, people are stuck at home. And their congestion and traffic starts at home. And in essence, you need to be able to create transport and transit systems that actually go and pick up people from where they live. And then you will reduce the congestion in Gauteng.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. That is Tsepo Gobe, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Gautrain Management Agency. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.